And now I'm delighted, as usual, to welcome back Francis Clamp. And Francis, now a couple of weeks ago, you took us on a historical tour of Brook Street here in Brentwood, and then you tantalisingly stopped at the entrance to Mary Green Manor. And I think this time we're actually going inside, so come on, tease us no more.
Well, we will, because Scott did an awful lot. Well, he downloaded an awful lot of information about Mary Green Manor.
Which I now haven't had a chance to read.
So we're going to Mary Green. Mary Green Manor is one of the real jewels in the crown of Brentwood. Anyone approaching the town from the N25 passes this beautiful timber-framed building, which in recent years has become a prestigious hotel and restaurant. In former years, the building was surrounded by a moat, and indeed it was for a time known as the Moat House and also as the Place. Mary Green Manor stands in the ancient hamlet of Brook Street. Since the 13th century, it has been altered and extended many times, but it still retains the feel of a medieval manor house. The original building was probably linked to the leper colony on the other side of the old Roman road. It's well worth a visit because you really do get an atmosphere when you go in. Henry Roper lived in the house during the reign of Henry VIII. He was appointed to the court of Catherine of Aragon as a yeoman officer when she first arrived in England from Spain. Later, he became a yeoman of the royal bedchamber. When not serving the royal family, he would have returned to Brook Street, and during his time, the house had a number of alterations made. But we must now turn to the Wright family, who lived in the manor in the 16th century. Robert Wright married Mary Green of Navestock, and they settled at the Brook Street house. Obviously, it's after her that the hotel is now named. For a number of years, other members of the Wright family occupied the house. But now we must jump forward in time. One branch of the Wright family settled in America, and among their descendants were Orville and Wilbur Wright, the aviation pioneers. American members of the family still love to visit what they regard as their ancestral home. Obviously, my time is limited, so I can do little more than scratch the surface of the history of this fascinating building. However, there's a very well-researched book called The Place at Brook Street by George Lloyd, and if you're interested in learning more, it's well worth finding a copy.
Many thanks, Francis. Now, as I said, I think last time, that I didn't realise that the moat that it had been the Moat House before, and it's now changed its name.
Yes, and there was actually a mill close by at one point, but not for many, many years.
Mm. And also, one of the things I picked up was that Catherine of Aragon and Henry VIII and also Samuel Pepys are believed to have stayed there.
They could have done. I didn't actually find that while I was doing my initial research.
Oh, right. So in which case this could be more of my baloney.
No, not necessarily. You know, you can, for a very brief time like this, only really skate on the surface.
Yes. So when did it change its name from the Moat House?
That was after we came to Brentwood, so it would be in about the last 20 years, I would say.
Oh, right, okay. Well, I have to say, it was the Moat House when I went there last, which was probably around about 84. So, yes.
Yeah.
So there we are. Okay, what have you got for us next week, then?
Next week, we are going to go back to Billericay and look at some more of the pubs that, as they were in the 1960s. I'm doing my best for you here.
You are.
So this will again be 1960s, the White Hart, the Railway and the Crown.
White Hart, Railway and Crown. Now, why particularly have you picked the 1960s?
Because I found information on it when it was the 1960s.
All right. Okay, fair enough, I give in. Right, well, we'll look forward to that. Thank you very much indeed.